In other words, and by the way, this social scientist proved you can rationalize virtually anything, anything, and still say, I'm really a pretty good person.
You.
It was actually 2011, so I visited, was it 2 weeks ago? Also filled out all those cards out of an email contact with the offices. So there's obviously, at a minimum, there's an ignoring of my trying to find out why. So, and I think, isn't that fair to give reasons why.
So who did you speak to? Like, what? I'm having trouble understanding the situation.
Yeah. So what happened was it last week or 2 weeks ago? I visited one on the West Side, and I filled out one of these cards, and I asked essentially the same thing.
Why you were banished?
Well, actually, am I welcome?
Are you okay?
So this question is more precise. Why am I banished?
So you were going to the West Side?
Or
you were going downtown?
I did visit the West Side just a week ago, or maybe it was 2 weeks ago.
You were going there 4 years ago?
Yeah, so 2011, we had some email dialogue, so that's sort of the evidence of banishment.
Okay.
I'm just following up on that. Did
something happen in 2011? Redeemer doesn't ask people to leave for no reason, so maybe you can explain what happened.
There is a website where I actually, when there's repentance, then it's quite easy to deal with. There's no repentance in church leadership. I think it's a moral duty to expose it, and that's what I did.
Okay. Who did you speak to?
It's published on a website called kyrkor.be.
Okay.
You click the American flag, and it opens up. Okay. And you search that PDF for Redeemer, and you'll find a little bit more information.
Okay. So we'll look into that. I just want to follow up with our staff. I'm on staff,
okay.
And so is Obed. My name's Drew.
Okay.
I'm the operations director, and he's the operations coordinator. So we take these things very seriously. If somebody says, why are they banished? So that's, I want to know why you think you are, and I need to follow up with the office and find out what happened. So if you could just let me know who you think banished you back in 2011, that would be helpful.
I'll give you my personal card.
I guess what we're trying to say, how can we find them?
Yeah.
Well,
because you still haven't given us a name of any
of them. Was there a deacon?
I'll write it.
I just need a name right now, really, so I can follow up on what happened back in 2011. So who banished you? Do you know?
I'm going to write down the website where I actually published my dialogue.
I have your information, so I can look it up. But I just need to follow up with whoever spoke to you back in 2011. If you don't know, then that's fine.
Well, I don't know, but I don't know.
Okay.
But it's been,
so you don't know which elder or pastor or person you got into a discussion?
Well, it's 2011, so I did have a look at but I don't remember the names. But the email dialogue with the Redeemer is published.
So and it was the West Side where you were. Okay.
What I'm going to write down for you just to help you in that research is where that email dialogue is published. Was that going to be helpful
for you?
Sure.
Okay.
click on the American flag.
Yeah, and it just seems a little interesting that it wouldn't be so meaningful for you to write that down, and you don't know who offended you.
Yeah, okay.
There seems to be a disconnect. Okay. I think you're not. It almost appears. I'm not saying you are, but you're purposefully not telling us information so we can click on this.
I think the fact that I know so much regarding the church has not only in New York City, others are connected to Redeemer city to city,
okay,
who have acted in similar fashion. So there's a clear indication of a slander process within city to city.
Okay.
And so.
All right, so somebody,
I'm not making an allegation or an accusation, but there are indications of something going on.
Okay. So we'll definitely take a look at this and follow up, and we'll send you an email once we get more information. But it would be really helpful if you could just give us a name of somebody you spoke to or interacted with at Redeemer.
Right.
But if you can't, then there's really not much we can do to help you.
Well, look, on the website,
okay.
kyrkor.be.
Okay.
Let's open it up.
All right.
You'll find on the left margin the American flag. It opens up the PDF, and it's, and the reason why is because there's so much of similar sort of value attitude and similar conduct by other churches. So Redeemer's church is by no means unique. It's typical.
Okay.
Cool. So that's why I don't remember.
I see. So you've done this with other churches too.
Absolutely.
Ah.
And I'll give you an approximation. It's around a fair. About 90% of churches behave in a similar fashion.
Okay.
And when I ask why, no church will have an answer to that. And that's why I ask why. And I think that's a fair question to ask.
Why no church what?
Why?
Oh. Okay. Well, I mean, we could probably get into a long theological discussion, but
we don't have time.
I think we have enough information to at least look into the details further.
Yeah.
So.
Cool.
And Obed, nice to meet you.
Okay, Obed.
God bless you.
Drew.
Drew.
Yeah. Okay. Nice to meet you.
Okay. Thank you. Take care.